This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. So Dan Orlovsky thinks the Steelers would start 0-6. If Mason Rudolph is forced to play and Aaron Rodgers shuns the Steelers and says thanks but no thanks. First six games are at the Jets, the Seahawks, at the Patriots, the Vikings in Dublin, the Browns at home, and then Thursday night football, a short week, you got to go to Cincinnati, which will be really hard. He thinks 0-6 in those games. For context, the Steelers last started 0-6 in 1968. Bill Austin was the coach, and things went south so badly for Stone Cold Bill Austin that the Steelers fired him, and that's when Chuck Knoll took over as coach. So
and Orlovsky's telling here. Maybe they would go so bad that Art Rooney would fire Mike Tomlin and hire an offensive-minded head coach, and I think at that point you would say mission accomplished.
Oh, if it goes that way, it's one of the great seasons in Steelers history. If they have a horrible year and Mike Tomlin gets fired and they're in position to take the quarterback,
you'd be dancing in the streets.
I'm going to say something right now. Short of going to, like, the AFC Championship game, that's the best thing that could happen to this team.
Except they would hire another ultra-defensive head coach.
Stop.
Hire somebody who believes in just running.
They're three.
His opening presser. Hey, I believe in two things, running the football and defense.
They're three for their last three with hiring head coaches.
I'm surprised you would even admit that. What's wrong? You need some coffee?
No,
here?
I'm tired, and my wife is killing me because she gave me an assignment today that I needed to get back to her and get completed.
And you did.
And I've done absolutely nothing on it.
Can you share any details about this assignment?
Yeah, it's about wood bees. Wood bees are drilling a hole in our deck and nesting in there. And
oh, you mean carpenter bees?
Carpenter bees.
Oh, I've got the solution for you. You got to get one of those little houses that's made of cedar wood that you can hang on the deck. Like on a, off of a post, it's very sadistic. They fly into it because they're attracted by the smell. Then they fall into a little plastic jar inside and can't get out. And you basically watch them struggle and eventually die.
Or you can get that one lady who has a TikTok account who just goes around and gets a queen and they all just flock to her.
What?
You haven't seen that?
No. I'm not on TikTok. I thought that we got rid of TikTok.
She like gets a queen. She like gets a queen bee. And puts it in, like, one of those honeycombs, and all the bees just go to her because they all need a queen. The reason why they're staying is because they don't have one.
I'll tell you what, bees were the original simps, weren't they, Charlie?
They need to go to the...
HBQ.
They, like, flock to the...
Horny bee quotient.
Yes, they flock to the Selma Hayek of bees, is what he's saying. I mean, that sounds way more humane than just coming up with a contraption that kills them instantly, but...
It doesn't kill them instantly. That's the humane part.
Yes,
it kills them slowly.
It kills them slowly and painfully.
I mean, this is, you know, obnoxious me talking, but, like, what would you rather prefer to do? Have the bees not drill holes in your deck and die, or have the bees live and drill holes everywhere?
I mean, if you go by my wife's mandate, that. I mean, I really don't have an issue with bees.
Pony, these carpenter bees, they don't have stingers. They just bore holes in wood.
But what's the worst they can do, Chris?
Get up there and lay eggs for more bees, and then you have suddenly a huge problem.
But they're going to eat the wood so much that they're like termites that are going to ruin
my deck?
It's
going to be like Swiss cheese, man. It's going to look like Swiss cheese. They
so
bore these
right,
holes.
I have to get rid of them.
Yes. Get one of these little houses. You clearly don't have the stomach to do any wet work yourself.
Well, I also probably going to have to close these holes up, no?
I mean, you can plug the holes with, like, a bit of putty
wood
and then,
putty.
Like, yeah, wood putty. You can. But we got these SOBs a couple of different times. They're here for about 40 days every year, and you got to get them. But the thing
you
is,
I go to a hardware store and they got these houses, or
oh, yeah.
Specially order.
Yeah, I'll take care of this for you. No, we got one. Alex put it up yesterday. We're good.
Oh, so you're in the same boat as me.
We've done this 3 years running. It happens in this time in May, and it lasts until roughly mid June, and then they're done because I think it gets too hot for them. But here's the thing: one bee falls in there, it gives off. This is why it's so wild. It gives off, like, pheromones that attract other bees to come to it.
To die in there.
To meet their demise.
Yeah, that is
it's
pretty
like,
messed up.
What was that in the Odyssey? They have those sirens who are on the island, and they're trying to get all those horny guys to sail
yeah,
over
I
there.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean,
stuck there.
I'll tell you what. Odysseus and his men just done in by the HGQ.
One night in bed actually translated into a year.
Right. Now, if it was 1 year off your life for a night with Salma Hayek, I don't know if you'd do that.
That was a brutal spot for those guys.
They were not the brightest, would you agree? Just letting the small brain control the big brain there.
I know, but when you're out at sea for
Homer was a sick freak talking about this stuff and writing it up.
But when you think about it, they were out at sea for so long. Could you blame them? They were on a boat with a bunch of smelly guys. They'd been killed by cyclopses and things of that nature.
They just said, you know what, I'll take the year.
And one of them was turning guys into pigs, too. I mean, they really ran into some effed up stuff on that Odyssey, man.
Those broads on that island, man, not to be trifled with.
But then when Odysseus got back, he even was still crazy from it.
Oh, yeah, Odysseus just, would you call him a tragic figure?
Oh, Greek
Big
tragedy
time.
All the way.
Big time.
Anyways.
The real tragedy, of course, would be Mason Rudolph. Oh, no, it would actually not be Mason Rudolph proving Orlovsky wrong. People would eat that up. I also think just Orlovsky is being a little disrespectful to Rudolph
here. A little bit. Very.
I mean, it's kind of like I think Orlovsky's a very smart guy. And when he does, like, those breakdowns with Ryan on TV where they, like, really chop at bat. Ryan does, here's what the defense is thinking. Dan does, here's what the offense is trying to accomplish and thinking. I love that. They kind of almost sync it up like it's a synchronized sort of dance, and they're both at the telestrator. It's great. It makes me feel like I'm learning something about football, and I feel smarter when I'm done watching it. Dan should know enough to know that, like, yes, is Rudolph some upper-tier quarterback? Absolutely not. Is he bad enough to go 0-6 in that stretch of games? Almost no way.
Listen to the
opposing. He's better than Justin Fields.
Wow. Cabali said that and got absolutely murdered for it. You believe that?
Do you think he's better than Justin Fields? I would trust Mason Rudolph, actually, based on what I've seen, to win a game. Because I actually think that the Steelers, Mike Tomlin weirdly paid Mason Rudolph in that Seattle game the ultimate show of respect for a guy we know he doesn't really believe in him. He let him ice the game on
you
his
love
arm.
Bringing that up.
But it's true, Pony.
It is.
They let him stand in there and throw the ball.
Tomlin let Fields do the same thing in Cleveland and on a third down in a snowstorm and a blizzard and threw it down.
In a game where they were running the ball effectively at Seattle, he said, put the ball in the air and win the damn game. And the guy did. I think that's relevant.
I agree with you. I think I'm weirdly and strangely curious to see what Mason Rudolph could do if given a chance. So I would co-sign that. The six quarterbacks they play to start the year are as follows. And obviously the Brown situation could change. Fields, Darnold, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Kenny Pickett, and Joe Burrow. Burrow is obviously elite.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You catch Drake May on a day where your defense is cooking. You've got a shot.
Here, just we'll do
the. And the other four guys, I mean, Darnold's had one great year.
JJ, we've never seen play it down.
McCarthy's a mystery. We know Kenny's a backup, and Fields is a runner.
Fields is, well, the thing with is completely random. Is he going to play like the super buttoned-up style that he did with Tomlin, where they let – that Jets defense is still, like, pretty solid on paper.
I think they'll play a conservative because they've got Aaron Glenn as a head coach.
So that's what I mean.
They've got Breece Hall there.
So I think that one is –
I think they'll just let him run it more.
I think that's like a coin flip, but that's also the kind of game – God, Tomlin loves playing that style of game. Oh, the other coach is going to be conservative?
By the way, we were closer to being right about that line than Donnie.
What was it?
It's Steelers minus 3.
I was a half point off.
And Donnie said Jets favored in that game.
Yeah, you said 1.5 Steelers.
Said
2.5.
Yep.
Man, do you think that line, okay, here's another just quick offshoot.
I think that line.
Rodgers.
Yes.
I think that's reflected. A Rodgers reflection.
So do I.
Because I think if it was Rudolph, it would be a pick 'em. Or possibly
or Jets
favored by like a point or two.
Agreed. I think the odds makers wrongly think that Aaron Rodgers.
They respect Rodgers' reputation. I don't think they're watching like game in, game out Aaron Rodgers.
How many times under Mike Tomlin have the Steelers started 1-5 in a season?
I know they started 0-4 in 2013. But then I thought they got to at least 2-4. I don't think they've ever done it.
Correct. It's a trick question. How many times have the Steelers started 2-4 under Mike Tomlin?
13 season, they had to have.
Yep.
I want to say it happened one more time, but I'm blanking on when it would have.
It did.
2012?
No. 2019.
Oh,
the Mason
yeah.
Rudolph Duck Hodges team.
That's a bad miss by me. That's a very bad miss. I apologize to all my fans.
Of which there are many, and they love you.
They are legion.
How many beers deep do you think Donnie is right now? He's had a bachelor party in Myrtle Beach, and he sent out a picture of himself on a balcony overlooking a pool about an hour ago.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
All right, so what time is it? 4:03. Let me see the picture. I didn't see this one. I suppose this seat will do. That's a Noah Hyles reference.
Oh, by the way.
He's drinking the Surfside stuff. He's getting called out for gimmick infringement.
By.
People are responding to the tweet saying this is Noah Hyles gimmick infringement, saying that's not going to work for me, brother.
People are tweeting him in a mic in a
Paul
Hogan voice.
Yeah, Donnie's very popular. I'll set the number at for you right now. Okay.
Yep.
Over under 7.5 in for the day.
I think already. I think he's over it. Yeah.
Over under 9.5.
Over.
Over.
Over. Damn, yeah. Charlie. I think he's under both. I think he's at like 6.
Well, let's text him and find
out.
He's
a respectable adult.
By the way, 2022 got a text in. They started 2-4 as well. That's right. They beat Cincinnati in week 1 with Trubisky, and then they came home for the home opener, got beat by New England.
Oh, yeah.
Lost, shockingly, to the Jets after that at home, Zach Wilson.
Kenny came in.
Then got beat by Buffalo, got absolutely murdered there.
That was
and
ugly.
Kenny's first start.
That was very ugly. Didn't he throw for 300 plus because it was all empty calories, though?
Yep. And there's the game where Trubisky started in Cleveland, I forgot. So they lost at Cleveland, too. So it was Cincinnati, New England at Cleveland, the Jets, the Bills, and then Kenny got hurt against
Tampa. And then Trubisky came in and rode to the rescue.
Sorry, Charlie.
That's the biggest underdog upset Mike Tomlin's ever pulled. 9.5.
Charlie, why didn't you go to that game?
I couldn't afford it. There?
That was
Well, that's because it was a Brady game.
It was,
and everybody
yeah, it was a Brady game,
Brady.
And I still lived in Jersey at that time.
The guy, oh, okay, the guy mind. Who least wanted to be at that game was Tom Brady, who was out there yelling at his teammates after he had been at Robert Kraft's what was it?
Wedding.
Yeah.
So that's three times they've started 2-4 under Tomlin. Never a 1-5. They better not start 2-4 because these first six games are pretty easy and the rest of the schedule is an absolute bitch. I mean, it's hard, man.
Well, you would think that, okay, you would think Tomlin, or at least you would hope, he has some sort of book on Fields, right? Like, feels like he's got a good handle on the player's capacity.
Yep.
I think you could feel like he's got a good handle on what Kenny Pickett's capable of, right? Or incapable of. And then I would think he would put J.J. McCarthy, even though Kevin O'Connell is like a quarterback whisperer, you'd still want to see, like, think Tomlin has something up his sleeve for a rookie who at that point will have played all of three games in the NFL.
If you went to Art Rooney right now and said, we're going to give you a choice, Art. You can only win one of these games. You can either beat the Vikings in Dublin or beat the Bengals in Cincinnati on Thursday Night Football. Which one do you think he'd pick?
Dublin.
Me too.
Dublin.
Even though that makes no sense.
Game is
because
not
the
nearly
division
as consequential.
Game means more, but I think he's going to treat that game in Dublin like it's this year's version of the Super Bowl for the
Steelers.
Well,
if you're trying to create, like, if you're trying to really make, I know that's their designated market over there. Like, the Chiefs have, what is it, Frankfurt or whatever, which is very funny. You want to win the game because that's going to be more merch. Like, the people.
It is.
I would think the people in Dublin who are deciding, yeah, I'll adopt the Steelers, like, they're, you know, their former owner. Late owner was the ambassador to Ireland and everything else. I would think, like, if the team wins, you're going to be more gassed up for it.
Okay, but I don't think a loss is going to cause people to say, the heck with this, I think I'm going to become a Viking fan now. Or a fan of another team. I think if you're either going to that game as a Steelers fan already.
But you might be more enthusiastic about it. Like, if I had adopted a soccer team that was doing a barnstorming tour of the U.S. and I decided to go to their game at Akershire and watch them win, I'd be like, yeah, cool, hell yeah.
I just feel like Art is going to look at it like this game is in my father's memory, and I don't want to lose it. And if there's one game I can win this year, this is the game.
Do you think
he wants that football memory for the rest of his life, and he wants to leave there a winner?
Art, you're going to go 8-9, but you're going to beat the Vikings in that game? Or you're going to go 9-8 and win a wild card game and then get trounced in the division round.
Oh, man. And that playoff game's on the road, so he gets no money for it?
Sure, yes.
I think he'd rather beat Minnesota.
Okay. I know we can't go any further with this, and you even said, I think, if it was a home game somehow, which it wouldn't be if you're playing in that wild card round.
Yeah, well, yes, it could be if you're... Oh. If you're 9-8 and won like a horrible AFC North.
No, I meant more as I should have specified you're a wild card again. Yeah, wild card team. That's my bad.
You're not a
crummy yet. 9-8 ain't winning this division, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.